Psalms 13, verses 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? The Book of Song Study, Psalm 13. A journalist was assigned to the Jerusalem bureau of his newspaper. After a brief search, he found an apartment overlooking the Wailing Wall. After several weeks, he realized that whenever he looked at the Wailing Wall, he saw an old Jewish man praying vigorously. The journalist immediately recognized that this might make a great article. One day, he went down to the wall and introduced himself to the old man. He told him, "You come every day to the wall. What are you praying for?" The old man replied, "What am I praying for? In the morning, I pray for world peace. Then I pray for the brotherhood of man. I go home, have a glass of tea, and I come back to the wall to pray for the eradication of illness and disease from the earth." The journalist is taken by the man's sincerity and persistence. "You mean you have been coming to the wall to pray every day for these things?" The man nods. "How long have you been coming to the wall to pray for these things?" asked the journalist. The old man became reflective and then replied, "How long? Maybe 20, 25 years." The amazed journalist finally asked, "How does it feel to come and pray every day for over 20 years for these same things?" "How does it feel?" the man replied. "It feels like I'm talking to a wall." Well, David may have felt something like this after being anointed to be king about the age of 10, but having to wait until he was around 30 to take the throne. In Psalms 13, he poses the question of how long four times to emphasize that the season of waiting for God's plan was passing by at a snail's pace. Psalm 13, written by David, is divided into three parts. Verses 1 and 2 cover his cry of anxiety and lament. Verses 3 and 4 cover his prayer with faith and hope. And verses 5 and 6 speak of his rejoicing in his bounty. Scholars do not agree on the timing of this psalm, but it is believed to be near the end of Saul's persecution when he had forced David into the land of the Philistines. The main message of Psalms 13 is cry for how long, which leads to prayer of deliver me, which leads to rejoicing and thanking God for deliverance. How long? You know, there are many situations in our lives when we could echo David's cry. In fact, a quick examination of Scripture shows multiple instances of saints experiencing similar long periods of waiting for God's intervention. A certain man lay at the pool of Bethesda who had an infirmity 38 years. There was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years before she was loosed. We have Lazarus who labored under disease and poverty till he was released by death and transferred to Abraham's bosom. We also have Job who felt everything was futile and openly wondered how long and why he was suffering. As we grow in Christ, our cry should never be devoid of hope. It should be infused with believing and remembering prayer, a prayer that believes that God is our shield and remembers that God has and will provide. Time will prove that we will exit the storm stronger than when we entered it. Whether the waiting time is a day or a decade, trust God to provide at the appointed time. For some of us, we will have to wait like David. If so, we should be just as proactive as David. Press on to seek God's direction and allow our faith and trust in God to grow. As we grow and continue seeking God, God will prepare us for our own personal promised land. Questions. Discover. A. How often do you say or feel like saying, "How long, O Lord?" B. My mom and a few perceptive friends can read between my words and facial expressions to tell that something is weighing me down. While I can fake it with most people, their radar picks me up and tells my true vibes. How about you? Can others read what you are going through by your demeanor and speech? How do you handle it? 2. Develop. When you feel sad or despondent, how does it affect your relationships, your job, your personality, and/or your health? How does it affect your relationship with Christ? B. Do you know anyone who, no matter what they are going through, they are always up? Ask them what is their secret. Can any of their solutions be applied in your life? 3. Demonstrate. Seek God's help to be able to be a witness, especially when you are going through hard times. After all, your reaction may be what convinces someone to trust God or causes them to question if God can help them.
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D Believer today.